Morning. This Shabbos, Avolim Teves, Shabbos Baruch Hu Chodesh El. Every year, when it comes to Chodesh El, there's a pasuk I always quote. I've said it like 100 times, but it's like very relevant. It's negating. The pasuk says, "You remember Parshas Vayishlach, Yankiv and Esav meet up after 36 years." So the pasuk says, "Esav tells Yankiv, Vayomer, Nisav and Elcha, Ve'elcha le'gdecha." Let's come together, b'shava b'shava, equal. Vayomer Elav. So Yankiv tells Esav, "Adeni yedeya ki yeladim, Rakim b'adeni b'akra loyzalai." The pasuk of Echad and Esav call it Tzuna. Children are young, average vitality for all of the animals, the bakar, the soy. So he says, Yavana Abdai Lifni Abdai, Bani is now only eating the regal hamlocha, etc., etc. Ad Asher Ova El Abdai Nisir. So what's going on here? What's happening? So the Tsehamate of the Mate Ephraim in Simon Tokhu Peyal, the beginning says, the Gavaldiga Rashi Tevis here. The Rashi Tevis. Va'ani esnalo le'iti le'regel is Rashi Tevis El. World, what is El? What's El over here? What's El got to do with this meeting of Yankov and Esav? And what's that over here? What's the talk? The famous, I say every year, the Ben Yisoschim, who quotes from the Galamukas, who quotes from the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Yisro, that Yankov and Esav divided everything, 50-50, fair and square. So in the guise of time, so Yankov Avinu took the first 3 months in the summer system, Nissan, Iyar, and Tzivan for Pesach and Shavuos, and Esav HaRosha wanted to take Tammuz Avanel. And then by Ovik Ishima in the battle between Esav and the between Yankov and the Samach Mem, so Yankov Chaptarain, El, that's what El became, a month of Shuv, it belonged to the powers of evil. And Yankov chapped to the back, and I'll leave with the MS, it's already Tu B'Av, it already begins the Samtok. Al-Demos in the summer system, in the winter, Tishrei, Chesh, and Kislev belongs to Yankov, Tol Chanukah, which is the Gemara Tzim Teva, and then Teve, Shvat, and Adar belong to Esav HaRosha, and then Vayitu, we chapped half from Chamisha Osar, Vishvat, and then Odor came to the Hapichu, which was the Haman originally rejoiced, that picked a month to exterminate the Yidin Rachman Olam Dafke in the last month, the month that Moshe passed away, Le'av Yoda, etc. And it really begins from Chamisha Osar B'Shvat into Sun, both Chamisha Osar Ba'ov and Chamisha Osar B'Shvat, I think every year, have the common denominator, they're all connected to women. Hello, El with the Chamal of the Zula. Chamisha Osar Ba'ov is already B'Nois Yerushalayim, B'Nois is all the ages. Right, Alderot the Shvat already begins what? Shvat is Shevet Osher, Baruch Mibonim Osher, and then comes Adar. It's all connected to women who are B'nei Hergish, who could see deeper, not only what's going on in the surface, B'nei Bina, to look deeper. Okay, fine. It's Merubis, when Yisosro says, V'osso Merubis, it's going to, V'zorach Miseir Lomay, V'osso Merubis, it's going to, also is Av, Tammuz, and El, right? And Yankov Avinu chapped it back. Now, after the Apkus of Yankov and the Samach Mem, so Esav meets up with Yankov and he says, hey, you know, brother, you know, like 50-50. So he says, Nisav and Elchav and Elchav and Negdechav. Bishav is Rashi, equal 50-50. You get 3 months, I get 3 months, okay? So if Esav would have El, so where would we be today? Hello, Esav would have Tammuz of an Elul, and with Tamal, hello, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaDin. Right? And we'd be finished. So what does Yankov Avinu say? I don't need to tell you, okay, I'm not Iraqi, but I'm sorry, but I'm always alive, and so in Kodesh, I'm coming from, is very feeble, very weak. Ud the fuck of you, Echad, and Meisu, go out, so if you stoop them, you prod them, suddenly you one day be ready, we'll never have to see the Tzim HaTayga. You go. Yavr Abdecha, then, Vani is now the Iti Lerega Hamloch, Rashi Tevis El, I'll have El. And until the day comes when I'll meet you in Harseir, and it says the Pasuk, Olu b'shir b'atziyoy, lishbit es ha'eso, b'shir ha'mlucha, which is, that the Gemara says, Niyum b'gzei l'tshuva, that it brings to Ula Loi. That's the pashto so yod. Right? And therefore, it brings also Taitis, that's pshatet. He's saying this b'shir, that Arimim Hashem ki di lison, the Eibush to take from the month of Dal, which we discussed countless times the Ola, and he made the Delos, Abzeh Shah, the Doit gave the Shuvah, and then the Lizzie Mata Oivali that goes on Esav Harosh. How can you do it? And that's why, at the beginning of the birth, why was Esav called Esav? Because he's Asui. Hello? He's ready made, full with hair and teeth, and etc. And Yankiv, the Chedek back at Esav, so he's no Russian Aiken. Still, the so why is Esav called Esav? He shouldn't have been called Asui. And Yankiv should have been called Aiken. No, the yod that the chesed vakeis esav yaikavinu tov. Yud, which month of the 12 months of the year is mechulin connected to the letter yud? Hello. The oishias achutus in the middle of the alphabet are connected to yud beis chadoshim. Ches test we discussed chet chot yehuda a few weeks ago. Tabus, hello. Which is connected to tabus? Oh, anyone know anyone like a tabus mystic? You know what comes after a chesed test in the alphabet? A yud. So Yankim Avinu chaf di yud. So Asui became Esav, and Ekev became Yankim, and that's such a choshev inyan. Asher Alkin, the whole name of Yankim, called Yisrael, Beis Yankim, is called after the chafing of the yud, which is Meram is not the chafing of Elah. Now, I must tell you, I don't know. I didn't prepare a proper shir today because I was in accident and emergency for 6 hours yesterday, Yisuri Eve. But I said, just if one person listens to anything I got to say, I don't come much, but and takes at this Eurus, the Hoyer is a score. Whatever. I'll be very frank. I'll push my 7 beers, so I have no idea. Anyway, so just one, what can we learn from this? What's the Muzras? So number one, I go step by step, but logically, cementing things. Number one, every school child with short trousers knows that El is a month of Tshuva. Kiyadua, the port of Tzadikim, Neusil, Besula, Shneimas, Achoydesh, Mishnitov, Apal. This is the all 12 months of the year depend on Chodesh El. Because Chodesh El is a month of Tshuva. Number one. Number two, follows, what is the Yesoid of all Tshuva? Anova and Shimflus and Bitul Achnot Verbeish. How do I know? Because the Rambam passed the Tshuva that the Derech of a Bali Tshuva, the Ikriya Tshuva is a person should always be shuffle benich. And the mentor says of the Pasuk, Geyus Odom Tashpilenu, who's Odom, Odom Harishon, the whole Chet and the Hashpola and the fact that Odom Harishon was Nizgarish from Gan Eden came through Gaiden. Right? And that's why the Chavis HaLevav is famously said in Shara Tshuva, that the reason why the B'mokim Shem Balei Tshuva Eindim Ein Tzadik and Kumar Yechel Olam Yisrael, because the Tshuva has the Maila of Bitul and Shitfus and Achno, which you don't know if the Tzadik, you know, has, because he hasn't gone through the same Yisurim as the, what motivates a person to do Tshuva? Because he realizes that he messed up, he's dirt, right? And therefore the Pasuk says, V'met Okot Hashem Aktim L'kei Morim, so it's what Nisvarim, the famous marshal. If a person has a balchoyf, and you owe him big money, and you can't afford to pay him at the moment, so you can sit there and you're going to wait for him to come to you to be taken to you, it's much better, human logic, you go to him, and when you go with hachno, so the pasuk says, Hachno brings chain, and the guy will be mevater, at least temporarily, until you get your act together to be able to bring him the money. So how could a person come to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Akuf, if you have FIFA, if you bend, if you're to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that brings the chain, that brings the zarach. And that's why he's brought the Sfarim HaKadosh, I'm giving you the kids for Nimrod, put the Sefer Sheiros Yankim, that Tshuva Chazal tell us in various midrashim, we've discussed it countless times, Tshuva, the endless of Tshuva, only helps for Kol Yisrael, it doesn't help for Ulus Oil. Why is that? Because why does Tshuva help? Right? Because the Eibush is the Chamelech, and the endless is Melech Shemachol Kvedei, and Kvedei Moch. Abra Chazal say the reason why Tshuva helps for Yid, because Kula Alma Dileu. Since he is the only king, with no other king, so he's Balabos, Miyemel Lematasa. So even the Eibush is a Melech, since Kula Alma Dileu, he could be Moichol, even the covenant of a Melech. When is that? When Yidin are, for Yidin who believe in Achdus Hashem, there's no other king. Elon Melech Alot. Masha Ein King Umus Olam. Even though they have a Hebrew as a Melech, aber the Melech Malchem Loch, but they also worship other kings. So the Eibusher therefore the Fishi Tosfos doesn't have the right to move after on his covenant of other Melechim, and therefore for them Tshuva doesn't help. And therefore the Pasuk says, Mimamakim Krosicha Hashem, Dakka Mimamakim, from the Uyme, from the Bittul, from the Shiflus, that, and therefore, Kim Chaslichom Leman Tivori, because if a person has Achno, then he has what is able to affect Slicha from the Rebbeinu. And that's also the whole idea of Tshuva comes from Itali. That Kula Alma Dileihu, that's what the famous Medrash, this whole Sefer, just I'm explaining this one Medrash, that when Adam HaRishon met Cain, he said, Manasseh b'dincha, what happened to you? So Cain says, Asisi tshuva b'nis pashar. Miyad, Adam HaRishon was mitafeach alponot, and he said, such is the power of tshuva, I didn't know, and he said, Mizmer shir yoyim shashas. What's going on here? Because Chazal said, this one of the many, many drachim in this medrash, Chazal say, why could the Eibishter be meirin gishomim on Shabbos? He's meiti mirshus l'rshus. In Muzog and Shabbos, that Al Kula Alma delayed. So from Shabbos Gufa, you see the Eibishter is could be Meichel, Tshuva helps, could Kula Alma delayed. It all belongs to him. And therefore he said, Mizmer Shir Liyim HaShabbos, Kuntois, which is a logical sequence. If El is a month of Tshuva, and Tshuva is Giboy, Tzaydi is Eirus for Tshuva, and Tzaydi the Kabbalah is Eirus Rachman through Tshuva, is all Giboy, the Chitl of Achno, and right? Kuntois, El is the month of Achno. Hello? So therefore I understand why El is the month of the letter Yud. You don't gotta be a rocket scientist or a great deep Kabbalist to reckon of all the 22 As and Deraisa, the smallest letter, but physically is Yud. A Yidl, a Pintle. Hello? By the way, what else is El Keneged? I said last week. Anyone remember, hello? It's two letters, Keneged Anova, the opposite of Gaia. I'll give you a hint. It's Gimatria Gaia. Earth, anyone remember? A week? A hay? No. We discussed Yud and plus a hay is 15, which is Gimachi or Gaiva. When a person is called Gaiva, he's Puyim in the Shem Yud-K. Majin Gain, Yud-K is the name of Anova, like the Ma'ur Lemid of Anova, hello? So Yud, I understand, is the smallest letter. What is smallest about the letter hay? If you work out the miluim, the three miluim to the letter hey, the first two is hey aleph and hey hey. You cannot get in the entire alphabet. It's like aleph lamed ten, 111. Yeah, beis yud tav, it's 412, etc., etc., etc. You cannot possibly get a smaller miluim than the letter hey. So say a yud and a hey. Hello, I don't remember we talked about this last week, or I'm dreaming. I'm not dreaming. Did we not discuss that marriage chos and kala? Isha, Zachu, Shkina, Vineyam, hello? You weren't here last time.
That's why I don't remember.
I remember that you weren't here though. Right? Hello? Yud, Isha has a Yud, and Isha has a Hey, right? Hello? And therefore, Zachu, Karanova, then, I can tell you, we'll talk for hours, right? Then you get the opposite of Gaiva, hello? If it's missing, you take out the yud, you take out the hay, what are you left with? H. Why H? With H is Gaiva. Hello? Remember by guys called Nadav Aviv? Hello? And by Rivim H. Zora? Hello? And Chazal say that it was Goet in whatever way according to the day is Chazal. And therefore the fire comes. Hello? By the way, why is H? One of the reasons, the Raflos says, why is the punishment for Gaiva Eish? Just by the way, just a derachag. I'll ask you a pop quiz one day. Because the Gemara says, how do you learn? How do you learn Anova? The person is go. We tell him, hey guy, yitush kadomcho. In my branch is either a mosquito, a gnat, whatever it's called, a fly came before you. So it's mukdam bebriya. It's whatever. Hello. Yeah. Hello. Yeah. When was fire created?
What's the Shabbos?
Shabbos?
What's the Shabbos?
So after everything in the Kola, heaven and earth, everything was created, and man, whatever. The last thing that was created. So you're a Balgaim, and you don't believe in Yiddish Kadam, but you think of Ucher Bebriyas Adim. Okay, you'll get what you deserve. You'll get Eish, which is the last thing in the Yiddish. Hello, are you with me? By the way, I just sort of say for a couple more. Fascinating track. Why does the Gemara say Kosher Lezabgon, the Kriyas Yamasun? Because last week I gave you 1,001 Ramosim that a chosin of a darga, a chosin has to be bought. A kala also has to be bought. Malchus, let's say they go make klum. Hello, you with me? Yeah? The Rambam says a wife had to treat her husband like a melech and a tzar. And the famous Ran in the Dorim, how did the woman get married? She doesn't make a whole elaborate Gettysburg address. Schweiz, in Mavatl. So side the chosin, side the kala, side the ish, side the ish, you have to have bittul. Which is, who's superior, the man or the woman?
None.
You could say that, but my dear sweet holy brother, it depends on whether it's mukla bebriya adiv or mukha bebriya. If you say mukha bebriya, you remember, hello, there was a thing called Kriya Yamsuf, and the Yam, the Sarish Yam, didn't want to split from Moshe because I was mukla bebriya. Hello. So why should I split for you? You were only created on day 6, if I remember correctly from my school days. Hello? Yeah? So which the Yam Tainan, which is Muktam? Which is Mukhbor Chashuv? The Muktam Abri. You could tie the Fakir to the Mukhbor Abri. That way there should be Mukhbor Nusun. That's exactly what I'll say. Koshul is Abgam. So you got this inner sphere. Who's more Chashuv? The man of the woman? I'm going to mistake it there. Right? But a man is a Yud, small letter. A woman is a K. Right? By the way, the Zerah Kodesh brings the Parshas Bala. The Rav says, what do you know about a hay? It's the smallest of the miluim. So when you have a yud and a k, and you have Asheros Hashchina, because they, a person is a Balgaiva, the Eber says, in and in, who you call him? Lodur. Then you have Asheros Hashchina, then you have all the brachas, rochnis, ube, gashmis. You with me? So again, let's refer. El, number one, El is Chuv. Chuv, what we said before, is what? So what do we do in the month of Elul, right? By the way, we say Slichus. How does Slichus start after the Ashrei? L'cha Hashem, Tatsdoko. What does Tatsdoko got to do with Elul? You don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out. You're a 7-year-old child, not learning the name of Tatsdoko, right? What is the Tzidur Shem Havai in the month of Elul? Utsdoko L'tiel Anukim. So if you take this Havai, hello? L'cha Hashem, Tatsdoko. And what's our response to Elul? The love of Boishas Hapon. Therefore, what do we do in Elul? We blow the
Shofar.
Because it says in Zohar, you blow Tia, Shvor, and Trua, which is Gavon Chivar, Gavon Sumak, Gavon Yarek. Three different colors your face changes, which are three expressions of Bittul and Shiflus and Achno. And therefore, Shofar, the Miluy, is Mimachi, Elul, and Boishas Hapon. And therefore, Tikkun B'Chayim Shofar is Rashi Tevis Boishas. I give you about 10,000 different riots and Ramazan, etc., etc. Okay, whatever, it's a waste of time. Okay? But the Iker is David HaMelech and Tillim in the capital of Tshuva, capital in Aleph. David HaMelech said, Leib Nishper V'Nitkel Nekimlis, is that right? Shofar is Mutrikun. First of all, Shofar is the Gimachi of Leib Nishper. And in Akhil Gimachir on the Shalruach, Leif Nishkor Benitka is Gimachir 1200, which is Gimachir Chuv of the Miluay. Right? Shoyfer the Shalos says the Rosh Tevis, Shalruach, etc., etc. There's a Noyam Golden in Parsh Dvor, Ule Shem, Ule Akila Shelegi Omer, and they are Shelleg. If you want, if you Chata Echer Kashonim, Kashelegi Omer, and they are a deep bottle like an Oret, etc., etc., etc. I get hundreds of riots, but the bottom line is that Chodesh El is a month of Anova Shiflus and Tefl. Okay? By the way, you may remember El stands for what? Amongst a million other things? I knew that also, but that's not what I'm talking about. You're 100% right. You have all the marks of a lawyer. Wonderful information, but totally irrelevant to what we're talking about. Right? Famous Chiddush Arim, who says that El is Loi plus Loi with an Aleph plus Loi with a Vav. What are you talking about? Right? You remember the pasuk says, when Yankov had by Ovik Ishimoy at Alisa Shachar, right? Vayar ki lo yochol lo, right? Does Abba Chaim realize he can't victor, he can't win over Vayigam Kafirecho, Kafirav Yankov, Vayokimoy, and Chazal say, the Gemara said, Chul, and Tazati Ale, Vayovik Ishimoy, Mulame Jehelu Avak, until he said, what's it Avak? He said, I'm going to do it. Now, Chaydish Elo is called Tshuva, Tshuva is totally an Anoho, and therefore it's Loi Loi. What does Loi Loi mean? Says this past Emes in a Rebu in the Kaimus, in the name of this holy Zaydah of the Sharim, because the Pasuk says, V'loi Anachnu Amei. Hello? It's a Korean exit. It's written Loi with an Aleph. It's read, the Korean is Loi with a Vav. Right? When a person realizes the Chatoyim, the Averis, etc., it's V'loi Anachnu Amei with an Aleph. But then he does Tshuva and he's Nichna, then he becomes a Loi with a Vav. Hello? You with me? Anyone out there? By the way, anyone know Gematria a bit? What would you say? Yeah. What is the difference between Loi with an Aleph and a Loi with an Aleph and a Vav?
Five.
Five. Five. Hello? Five. Which letter in the alphabet is five?
Hey.
Behiborom, Ba'avram. All Yiddishkeit is gebuyt of the hay, which is in a bittel, right? Which is and that creates, that changes from Loi with an Aleph to Loi with a Vav. And that's the idea why L is Lamed Aleph plus Lamed Vav, right? Vayar ki loy yochoy loy. Hello, Earth. Anyone out there? When the Tzabach Mem realized that loy, yochoy loy, that Yankov Avinu, through Achno and Bittul and Tshuva had the ability to change the Aleph, loy, to a Lamed Vav, then he's lost, right? And that is what's Ma'ur Rachma Kal Yisrael, the idea of Bittul. So the gracious Apkos of Yankov Avinu and the Tzabach Mem is all about what? Bittul. And that is, the Bittul is, that is what is Ma'ur Rachman. Tshuva only helps, as we've discussed countless times in the Sforma Kedushin, Tshuva doesn't help Mitzad Midas Hadin, because Midas Hadin says, Chatoyim, off with your head, right? Midas Hadin helps for Rachman. When does Midas Rachman Ma'ur Tshuva? When a person is honored. Why? Because the Gemara says on the Pasuk, Mitachas Royas Oilam, the person who's Mitachas, the person who's bottled, the Shifles, he is Ma'ir Rachman. The whole Kiyama Oilam is through people who are Anovim, who are Bob. Hello? And therefore, hello, you with me? Yeah. A person who's Bob, and therefore is Ma'ir Rachman on Oilam, and there is a Kiyam to the world, so Mida, can I get Mida, the Abish is behind the veil, the Abish is behind him. But you ain't get a person of Gaiva, who's Doyzik Ragli Ashkina, right? Therefore, the Abish has no Rachmanis, and he judges him with Midas, with Midas Hatin. Are you with me? I go on a whole pilpul about this, but that is the bottom line. Dafka Chesed, the Yod, the Tachas Yitzhakov, the Yad of Chesed, comes to the people of Midas Hatin. Now, what does this all got to do with? So you have Tshuva equals L equals Tshuva equals Anot. Where does Yankov Avinu fit in? Okay, let's start from the top. Who is Yankov Avinu? Every school child knows, especially like basic, whatever. Yankov Avinu is the Tikkun, or the Gilgul, of all the version. The Merum is already in the Gemara of Metzia, that Shufra, the Yankov Avinu, the Ein Shufra, the Merum before the Zohar, that Yankov Avinu is the Tikkun of all the Merum. Hello?
Yeah.
Why is that, by the way? Who is Yankov Avinu's mother?
Rivka.
Who is Rivka? I knew that also.
Oh.
I also went to school.
Sorry.
That was new. Who is Rivka? Rivka is the Gilgal of guess who? How do you know? Very good.
You guess.
Come on. It's impossible.
Sometimes you get it right.
Vayetar Yitzchak Leuchach Lin Lashem Lin Leuchach Ishtay Lashem. So if you take this, Lashem Lin Leuchach Ishtay. What do I got, Oisius?
Chava.
Hello? So Rivka, what happened in the Chet Eitz Hadas, if my memory serves me correctly, when I was a little child, like in first grade, hello? It was Chava who gave Adam, was the father Adam, to eat from the Eitz Hadas.
Yeah.
Right? And because of that, Churban came into the world and ki offer at the for tosh of the that all the all the bottles all the calls come the world because now in this gilgul Rivka says ach shmab ach do it near now listen to me last time you listen to me I wrote a churb now we're going to make a deal hello but Chava was the gilgul of Rivka was the gilgul of Chava what happened to poor old Chava the nachash put a zuhama in Chava this pollution this spiritual courses in the dinner. You know who came out from the Zuhama San Nochosh? What? Eis, we're talking about in the textual, yeah? Of Rivka. Eisa! And therefore, Chazal Tech discussed it countless times. Oh, it said, Vahi Eisa Ish Yidei Atzayim, says the Targum, Umkul Targum Yonison, Vahave Eisa Geber Nachash Yerechim. He had a symbol of a Nochosh, a snake, on his Yerech. Why? Hello? I didn't make it up. I don't have such an elaborate, whatever, you can make this up, right? Why? Because he was the Gilgal of... By the way, if you remember, who dressed Yankil in the Digde Eis of HaChamudit? What were the Digde Eis of HaChamudit? He bought it in a fancy shop. These are the Digde Odom HaRishin. Because last time around, she was going to the Chedek Sadaf. And because of that, he had to wear clothes. So now she made she messed up with the Begodim. Now she has a ticket with the Begodim. Are you with me?
Yeah.
And you remember Yankov told Esav, bring me what? Sudali Tzai. Venison. Whatever. What does Yankov Avinu bring, actually? Not only the meat, the korban, what happened also? Why wine? Who? Begabet wine. That's how you saw. That's whatever. We talk about hello. But there is a man the Omer that what was the eight and ass? Was yeah, she brought him a novin the sachata. So to an elu dibulim chayim. So in order to be the sakin one, the novin part of the eight and ass, he brought after one. So mitzad the zuv as han nochosh that he fitul bechavo came out later in the next gilgul rizga came out who eisav arosh for the zuv nochosh. You with me? Yeah? And therefore, the whole idea of the Nachash is the Nachash Haya or Bichol Chaya Sasod. He was using the Bisha, the Targum says, for bad, evil, using cunning and whatever for evil. And therefore, the Eibishtu Chathila, Vayikur Shema Yankim, why Yankim, the Ruch HaKodesh, the Eibishtu, because Vayakveni Zepamois, to be able to use the same Sheker, right? To be able to use for Kiddushin. You with me? That's why it says it's for him. Just like there's everything is Elu Umazet. So the Marisha was the Bechor of the world, right? The Nachat is the Bechor of the Achor of evil. He's like the Samachman is Reuchim al HaNachat. And that's the beginning of all, right? And he wanted to chop away the Kuyach of the Bechor, which is the same as Zborah, for evil. Yes?
Yeah.
So what happened? You see the flaw is where everything in life is this galgul comes back. But you don't know what's going on in the world. That just like there was this fight over the Bechira between Adam Arishin and the Nachash HaKadmoni, later in history when they're in this galgul, Yankov and Esav had the whole battle over the Bechira. And the Eivish and the Sabbat Sivis, that Be'ov and Esav and Asad, and Oyev, and he's plotting over there. It says, Halikeni Nadar Adem Ahadem. And now Yankov extracts the Bechira from him. You with me?
Okay.
And then the whole battle of Yankov and Esav. You remember when Yitzchak Avinu calls in Esav, Lech Asodah, Rem, I'll give you a bracha. So Chazal say in Zohar HaKadosh, Nizdazeya, the whole Malachim, the all the Sifat Zerkiya, all the Malachim, my Michal, they're going crazy. So you're going to, this is the Nachash. And the Nachash was the Kalim. Was cursed, and you're going to take away the brachas from Yankov and give it to what? To the Eibush, to someone, the eyes of Yitzchok, and he saw the Sutzah Lamaila, and he saw Yitzchok got Eile, and Esav is roasting a toast to the Gehenna, and therefore, after the Izdat, the Kisei HaKavod was the Zazeya, it shook over this issue, therefore, the brachas were given, as Yitzchok HaTeres, to Yankov and Leuvenburg. That's why Rizka, by the way, says to Yankov, all I kill a loss of an evil. Don't worry about it. All I, it's me, Rivka, alias Chava, I got the kol, I brought the kol, and I'm going to be Misaki. So this was the beginning of the Nachash of the Marishan Galei, and it comes out later in history. Let me just try to explain things. What was the curse to the Nachash? What did Eimer tell the Nachash? Right? Then it says at the end, it says, Ben Eiva Oshis, Ben Chol, Ben Adisha, Ben Daracho, Ben Dar, Ben Dar, Ben Dar, Ben Dar, Ben Dar, Hu Yishuvchenu, Roish Va'atlet Yishuvchenu. Okay. How does man kill the snake? Roish, he's down by his head. Right? Head of the snake. How does the Nachash get man? The heels. Where's the Nachash? Kira Halakavis. On your heel. Says the Kliyaka Kamayri Digavar. Right? What's going on here? And with this, you'll understand the whole, this Apkus, the battle of Yaakov Avinu versus Esav. Mamish Liyoyim Seisam Lavira Oyum. For the day they're born, there's this great battle. Why? You know? Hey, Yidul on the Orin, the Bar Mitzvah. One. Where are they fighting from day one? There's one Sforim. There's a Kliyoker. The Kliyoker says, Chazal say the Yetzirah is Duma La'achvish. A, what do you call it in English?
A spider web.
Right? It starts off, it's barely discernible. It's like Mamish, you just about see. And then it grows, and eventually it becomes like what? It starts off like barely discernible and it grows. What happens here? Chazal, what does the pasuk say? Asher ish asher loy olach patas v'shoyim uvederech hatoyim le'omad uvemeshaleitzim loyosh. So Chazal say, initially, the Yetzer comes like a hoil. It's an archipartum, it comes by. Then he becomes like an hoil. It's a gas. And then at the end, he becomes malamus. He becomes the ish. Ashrei ho ish ashleilach besas v'shoyim. Who is this ish? Chazal say, first the other ish. First, you're in Ganeim. And you have malachim or tzoyin like yayin and whatever, tzoyin like basar, etc. Comes the little Yetzer Hara, and we have a whole dialogue, a whole discussion. And at the end, he seduces Chava and the other Rishon, etc. Right? Oh, yeah. Right? And that's the process. So there's a gewaltige Wort. Right? A meurige Wort. In the descendants of Sechot from the Gemara, who says the Nachash is poil, right? Yeah, this halach oirach ish. Three expressions. In the beginning, he just passed by a guess that about the boss halach oirach ish is gimachia 575, which is gimachia yetzora. That's how the modus operandi of the Yetzirah. He starts off, Kure Achbish, and he ends up fearing on the Ganzel Luch. Hello? That is the secret why Yaakov Avinu, right? When does he start messing with Esav? Not like wait till he's 25 years old or whatever. The two Teumim come out, and he's already Uyches Vakev Esav, the Eken. The Nachash HaKadmoni starts with the heel, the bottom, the little things, right? Who you should karoish fat, and you have to have insight, foresight, and to see, you shouldn't give the Yetzirah drishas regal on his dalanats. Okay, now, next step, step number four. What is the shayrish of the chet eitz hadas? I've discussed this like a gazillion times. Is there pirish arayvin on the table, zero? Gaiva is the Yisuk. That if you'll eat from this eitz, vayisim, gilikim, yoyit, vayvara, etc. And we discussed last week, it was supposed to be an Abish in the world, whose name is Melech, is Aleph Dalas Nun Yud, hello? And instead, if you take out the Dalas, the Shitzos, the Bittel, you're left with Amni. And that is the source of all therefore the Nachash, it says, Hanachash, Ishi'ani. It says the Raven, Ishi'ani, scrambled the letters, or Asvan Yesh'ayin. Yesh'ayin. That's what the beginning of all Aveira starts. And therefore, Chazal say that Adam HaRishon in listening to the Nachash was a Kofer Beikir, Raven Avin Dezor, because all the beginning is Aram, Levacha, Shachachta, and that comes all. There's actually an interesting maimer, the Chayt Oilim, from the Stifler, from everything the Lord. Is people sometimes, you come to a person, a friar guy, whatever, Rabbi, Rabbi, I have Shailas and Amunah, I have Sveikis, I have a doubt, whatever. So what do you do for such a guy? You can sit and tell him to go to university and take a course in comparative religion and read the Baal Teshuva book number 7, Reasons Why There's a God. It doesn't work that way. He says the Shailish of Sveikis and Amunah is a lack of Bittul. Right? And you can spend all the time in your life, as long as this guy is about Gaiva, and even after Oy, he will not be able to become bottle and have a good image. What you gotta do is, the first thing is to bring a person to Bittul, to Shiflus, to Achlo, right? And that will bring a person to the image. Therefore you find, what was the punishment for Adam HaRishon eating? Besides dying, the offer after, what else was the punishment? B'zeyas ha'pecha te'chalecha ma'chufa la'adama. Why do you need Haravanya? The Gemara says on the pasuk, this refers to the sixth Sidri Mishnah. Emunah refers to what? Tosfos brings this. Shem Yishalmi, it's not such Yishalmi in Tovia, but it's a Medrash. Emunah refers to Zroim. Shemanim b'chay olam. Why is that? Because a person heard this, right? And the last thing, Parsha. You have gemal the gatzlocha, b'chol asher l'cha yirbe. You have gemal, everything you do, everything you touch turns to gold. You have the Midas touch. Right? Everything is gold. And therefore you think that, you know, my charitzus, my, I went to get an MBA from Harvard, from Oxford, from whatever, right? And therefore, ge'inus, and my haravani, the fact that I kept my wife as an almana whole life, and my kids as yisoynin, and I had no time for her to live, right? And that's why I got what I got, right? That is the hashchos of the world, right? The Eibishter gave us what appears to be a kol, b'zeyas apecha teichol lechem, and you suffer all the koyitz v'dayot at v'yachloch, right? And the Eibishter kikasher yasek ishes b'nei Hashem lekechom yasrecha. The Eibishter wants to teach you a lesson for good, that you have to learn that all the Yisurim and all the Tzoris and all whatever is only to realize, because Chazal say, Abrocha Mitzuya, Ella B'davar, when you can't see, when you put seed, which is edible, and you put it in the ground, and you don't know, will it grow, will it not grow, will it be eaten, will it be a shidofen, will it be a lack of brain, etc., then you realize that you got to rely on the Rabbeinu Shem. Right? So the shiflus of the Adama, which is Adama, is always a symbol of humility, that's what causes a person to be mamin b'chai olam v'zerei. And therefore, that was the opposite of the pitui of the Yetzirah. Are you following? Hello?
Yeah.
And since Adam and the Nachash, and this battle continues on in history, this was the battle of Yaakov Avinu versus Esau. Okay, let's remember. Parsha Vayishlach, I'll say now a word for Tom Tzvi. Let me read the word. Yaakov Avinu is now meeting up with brother Esau, who, contrary to what was expected, is now love, sweetness, and light, right? Well, Nobel Peace Prize winner, right? And he says, right, Vayisa Eno, Vayaris Anoshin Vatelo. And Esau says, Vayimer meet Elo Lacha. Who's this band of people? Vayimer Hayelodim Ashachon of the Kibbutz Abdel. So Esau asks, who are the Noshin of Yelodim? And Yankov says, Hayelodim. Seemingly, after 36 years of being estranged, right, running away, 14 years of Tebe Eber, then. First thing he asks is, what's so profound about this? By the way, if you note this, parenthetically, Esav asks about the Noshim and Yelodim. Yankim, it's a theory that the Rabban says only answers vis-a-vis the Yelodim, because you know it. Okay. Well, perspective. Says the very thing about it. Oh, yeah. We say in Pirkei Avos, Tein loy mi shaloy, ki ato, v'shalcha shaloy, v'chein v'dobro, Eimer, when a person gives something, when a person has something, he should know it's not yours, it's all coming from the Rebbe, from heaven. right? He brings from the piyut on the second day of Shavuos. Korot mi choymer mam moyelim. Choymer is abba eshevin shaloi. Person wants something, covers something that's not his. Zeh sheyesh le eino shaloi, kinyan eino shaloi, lo mazel le. What have you got in this world? Right? And that's the second of the Ten Commandments, if I remember correctly. Lo yeh l'cho. Know that there's nothing which is yours. Because if you think it's yours, that's only kimachim apanecha. That's shana v'yidzah. Right? What is the beginning of Yiddishkeit, the first minor to the first Yid? David tells Avram, lech l'cho. The arts come allowed, go away from the l'cho. Nothing is yours. Right? Why? Because the chutz la'aretz is under the shimon mazalis. And therefore, you could think there's all kinds of intermediaries I could, you know, try to be yearning from. David's lech l'cho, you go to Eretz Yisrael, 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 and therefore it's an Eretz Yisrael, Eka, you'll see the l'cho, lech l'cho. By the way, in the word, what's unique about the letters l'cho in the Hebrew alphabet? Which is the highest letter? Olam. Which is the lowest letter? Olam Yechol. Whether it's in Yonim in Shemayim, Ruchnim, or it's in Yonim Gashim, it's all to the Eivishter, right? What does Eivishter, the Kuyf of the Iker, the Gilgul of the Nachash, what does he want to do? Right? Believe in Kuyf of the Iker, the Yod, the Yod. Yeah, there's an Eivishter behind, you know, helping me out there. But it's my Charitzus, and it's my Ishtadlus, and it's my whatever. And he says, Mi Eile, who is this, right? What does Yankov Inu chatzach reich? This is a profound statement. This is the sheet of Esav. What does Yankov Inu answer? Hayelodem ashachon alikim. And then he says, Vayomer, mi lecha. He didn't give up. He's a, whatever Esav. Mi lecha kol amachanah. We got all this wealth, got all this, who is this lecha? He says, no, this is whatever, in order to use it for my tzrochim, but not to mine. Hello? I have mine, a Baruch Hashem, fat bank account. So, equal. You keep yours, I got mine, I got lecha, you got lecha. And what does Yankov Avinu answer? Kachma es berchosi asher heivesi, next word, lach. You, I don't want anything. Ichab garnish. Bin garnish. Hilash na dim yachayim, how you do it. It's bin garnish, ichab garnish, ataf garnish, zuch. It's yours. By Amolek, what does the pasuk say? Zachar, Eis, Asher, Asa, L'cha Amolek. That's the inigal of Eisa. Right? And therefore, right? Thank you by Lovan. Lovan says, Ma'et, Vayomer, Ma'et, Kein Loch. What can I give to put the zuam of the nachash gonna make the loch into you? Gorish. I will work because I gotta do my shtandos of dear hubbus gorish. Loisitinli boom. And therefore David HaMelech said until him, Lucha Hashem Abdullah Magbura, how many times? All the 7 meters, 7 times, which is the way those who sing the piyutim on the seder. We have a piyut at the end, Adri Melucha. L'cha, u'l'cha, l'cha, ki l'cha, l'cha, af l'cha, l'cha, Hashem, af l'cha. Right? How many times does the word l'cha appear?
7.
All 7 meters of l'cha brought to the Rishon. And we have Asher al-Kin. This is putting everything together. El is Tshuva. Tshuva is Ano. Who is the one who symbolizes the bitl Yankivua? The one who recognizes that? El-Kim, Ayelodim, Asher, Chomel, El-Kim, Etzabdeh, from the Eidish. Right? And that is what is Ma'ir Rachman. It says in Pasuk, the Dera Kaddish, it says, the Yankov Ish Tom Yoshev, Oyel Leinemar Ele Holim, because Yankov Avinu is Mechaber, the Oyel Yank Avram, and the Oyel Yitzchak, Chesed and Din. Why is that? Because Yankov is Midas for Rachman. Rachman is a Shiluch of Kiyudua, Chesed and Din. Therefore, there's a fascinating Medrash. The Medrash says, My Dechiv, Yancha Hashem Yitzori, Yisagevcha Hashem Elikei Yankiv Deika, Elikei Yankiv Elikei Avram Yitzvah, Mikan Shilabala Koyra, Shiachiv Lavir Hokoyra. You know what a Koyra is? When you have beams to make the, what does the beam do? The beam connects the two sides of the roof, right? There's Chesed of Avram, there's the Din of Yitzchak. Yankov is the Koyri, Yankov is the Sarachim, which connects Chesed and Din, right? And when a person, Yankov Avinu is Midas Harachman, and Midas Harachman is aroused, revoked through Anovel. Anovel Midin Chain is a hundred riots, according to this, right? And therefore, who who is the one who's Ma'ir, Chodesh El, to steal back El, which is Tshuva, which is Anovel, from Esav Arash, from the Samach Mem, from the Nochet HaKadmoni, Dafka Yankov Avinu. Would I start off with the Pasuk? No? Anyone remember like half hour ago? Vayomer Elcha. No. Vayomer Vani Esnalo Leiti Lerega. That when a Yid has Chodesh Elul, that is which is the Bittul, and that is the Bittul of Klipas Esav, the Tamach Mem, then we're all assured in the Yudaic or whatever. That will all, by the way, the Derech Agav, if you look in Megillas Esther, hello, remember Esther Purim, hello? By the way, El and Odo are related to those the last month, depending on going from this to Tishrei, right? The whole battle of Mordechai and Haman is also Anova. Mordechai Yishev B'Sharanov, he's always beginning. He's, you know why? Because Mordechai is a Gilu from Yankov, and Haman is a Gilu from, guess who?
Esau,
which is Amachmen. It's all the same battle over and over in history, and the angel held them by chapter the right thing on the right side.
Oh, man!
Yeah.
Very nice.